Welcome to this episode of the Expedition to Soul podcast. Why the darkness? That's the question we're going to ask here. What's the rest of the question? Why is it that we set intentions in the darkness? Why do we set intentions with the new moon? Why do we set intentions with Yule? Why do we set intentions in the dark? That is the question that we're going to answer today. We're going to try to answer anyway.
We know that you were born magical. We know that you are intuitive, and we know that you are brimming with everyday enchantment. Here at the Sisters Enchanted, we believe in intention, we believe in intuition, and we believe in everyday magic. Welcome in to the Expedition to Soul podcast.
I'm Sarah, founder of the Sisters Enchanted. And if you are listening to this live, we record this live every week on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern time. Or if you're watching this or listening to it later on, anywhere at all, then welcome in. Let me check my audio here because I'm hearing that the sound is off again this week, although it's on the right setting this week. How's my sound sounding for everybody else here? Are we thumbs around, thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs sideways, thumbs, I don't know which way. I just got to wait for somebody to answer me here about how it's sounding. I got one comment that the sound is buzzy and I don't want to keep going. It sounds good. Okay. It's on the right setting. So hopefully it is good. All right. Let's start this again then. My poor podcast editor is going to be like, Sarah, let me do this here, see if this helps at all. Although I don't think that that would do anything. I think that it should be. It's on the right setting. So I don't know why it might be buzzy on this day. Let me do a couple of, I have no other solutions. It should be as good as I can get it. I'm going to continue on and I'm going to start this from the top so we can, my podcast editor can do a quick edit on it. Yeah. I love when folks are, I hear one person says it's clear as a bell. So, and this mic, folks start to give me advice. This mic works best. The closer it is to your face, the farther away it is. Actually, the buzzier it gets, the more muffled it gets. You're supposed to talk right into it. So I don't know. Welcome to the Expedition to Soul podcast. I'm Sarah, founder of the Sisters Enchanted. And today we are talking about why we set intentions in the darkness. Why is it that we do shadow work in the light, and why do we set intentions in the darkness? Now, we've been talking about Norse mythology and bringing that into the conversation the last couple weeks, and we're going to do some more of that today. And of course, if you're interested in that topic, our Viking magic class is open for enrollment, and you can totally join in that and learn more about Norse mythology. So in the Norse stories, the day begins with the darkness. Day begins when the sun sets, and the year starts when the day is, when it's the shortest day of the year, right? The longest night of the year. And so we begin with the darkness when we look at Norse mythology. And when we teach about intention setting, and pretty much anybody who you're going to hear about intention setting work from talks about setting intentions with a new moon, we do this in the darkness. And what is the purpose of this? Why do we do this then? Well, one, the darkness brings with it kind of an ending, right? This is a, while it's beginnings, the intention is a beginning for sure. It's the Yule is the beginning of like the new year. And again, in Norse mythology, we see the sunset as the beginning of a new day. So we see these beginnings, but it's like a, it's this reset period. So where we often look at this reset as the next morning or when spring comes, right? And like suddenly we can open the windows again. Well, the reset comes with the rest, and we see this in the darkness. Now, the other thing about darkness, is that it tells us what we are afraid of. So we often find that we must face our fears in the darkest of times. And anybody who has ever been afraid of the dark, or anybody who has a child who is afraid of the dark, right? The darkness brings up these fears in us. We never feel more shaky than we do in the dark times. So when we're setting intentions, we set intentions so that we can create something into being. We can create a way of feeling into being. We can create, how we want our life to feel, how we want our energy to feel, how we want our thoughts, our body, our relationships to feel. But if we are setting those intentions based on fear and not based on what we truly desire, then we likely will not call that intention into being. So an example of this is if you set an intention to feel like great in your clothing, and maybe that's your intention, or to feel great in your body, but low key in your head, you're thinking, I need to lose 50 pounds so that I look like X, Y, and Z. That is not coming from a place of, that's not setting an intention based on how you want to move through the world, right? It's not setting an intention based on how you want to be in the world. That's setting an intention based on external expectation, not on who you are, how you want to experience the world. It's based on, and that external expectation comes from fear. Fear of what if I'm not good enough? Fear of what if I don't fit in? If I don't look like everybody else? And those fears start to creep up. So when we're in the darkness, we can see those fears and hopefully identify them for what they are and set clearer intentions. And this is why we do shadow work in the light of the full moon, in our seasonal wheel. This is why we do it in the summertime, because the light can help us illuminate the stories that we've brought out from trying to live our intentions. If we didn't live them, we can start to understand why we didn't live them. And it's my bet that there was a little bit of that fear in setting intentions based on an expectation, not based on your truest desires. And the darkness helps us to see what those fears might be, what those fears might be. Now, I see a question in the comments about Samhain. Halloween is the witch's new year. And there's not an answer to which is it really. They're very different. So some folks will, and we even refer to Samhain as the witch's new year. And that is really based in this idea that November 1st, Halloween night, 31st, brings in the dark months of the year. And from November 1st through May 1st would be the dark half of the year. And then May 1st, back around again is the light half of the year. So some folks will look at Halloween as the witch's new year. And some people will say that that's a Celtic tradition. I don't actually know of any historical evidence of that as being hard truth. Most historical evidence points to the equinoxes and the solstices as being time markers, not the in-between phases of those. So Halloween, Samhain, that would be the midpoint between the autumn equinox and the winter solstice. So that's the midpoint between equal light and equal dark, and then the shortest day of the year. Historical evidence would point to looking at the solstice as more of the new year, but that does vary. And in more modern pagan type traditions, Halloween is often looked at as the new year. So to answer that question, that came through. All right. So why do we set intentions again with the darkness? That was the question that I posed at the very beginning here. Why do we do that? And for, again, the two reasons I discussed. One, the darkness brings this opportunity for a bit of a pause, a bit of a reset, right? And it allows us to calm our nervous systems a little bit. But with that darkness can also come fear, which then reignites that nervous system and gets us wondering what bad thing could happen. And we've got to be really aware of that when we set intentions, because when we don't take that into account for setting our intentions, we may set them with little fears in mind that we don't even realize that we have, or the fear that we're not going to meet somebody's expectations or an expectation that we hold for ourselves. So setting intentions with the new moon, with Yule in this dark time, it really allows us the space to like breathe, but then also allow that all those rumblings to come up and recognize them and understand that when we are setting our intentions. Because why do we set intentions? To create something into our lives, right? To create something into our lives. And when we don't create it into our lives, I think it's because we are living out of alignment with who, what we truly value, who we truly are. And when we set intentions, so often they are based on what's some societal standard that somebody else has placed, or some expectation that you've put on yourself, or somebody else has put on you knowingly or unknowingly, or something you've just internalized. And so we have to be able to tear that apart and say, what's actually me? What do I want? What do I value? Versus what is some other expectation? And where is there a fear that might be underlying the intention that I'm setting right now? And I think that I see this too a little bit with intention setting and coming in through, I see this with intention setting and I lost my train of thought for a second there. Intention setting and our own self-sabotage, because we'll set intentions sort of out of desperation to bring something into being sometimes. So I see this with money. I see this with health. I see this with relationships as well, where folks will really want to bring in a specific relationship, or will really want to bring in a specific amount of money, or like lose weight very quickly. And they set these intentions to like quote unquote manifest that into being. But really what we're doing is setting ourselves up for failure if we don't understand what is the larger value there. So if we want money, you know, why don't we have it to begin with is the question. And also, what are values around that? What is our self-worth around money? And answering those questions is very, very important to setting an intention that is actually going to change something and allow you to bring into life what you want to bring into your life. But we can see these fears and ask these questions throughout any cycle, through a lunar cycle, through a year. But the new moon, Yule, these are great times with these dark periods to really say, well, what am I afraid of here that could be causing me to set an intention that's not really the intention that I want to set? And I love how in the Norse pantheon, Norse stories, you know, this darkness is the beginning of a new year. This darkness is the beginning of a new day, because I think changing that perspective where everything starts in the light to everything starts in the dark. And I even know this on a practical level in my own life. I was just working on my 2023 calendars a little bit. I got a whole stack of them here. And I always go to bed at night knowing exactly what's going to happen the next morning. Always. I don't wait until the morning to set my intention for the day ahead or look at what's on my to-do list. I sort all of that out the night before. And I get everything ready to go that evening. So when I wake up, I know exactly, I can start living my intention, right? I'm not fuddling around trying to figure out what it is. I'm living it. And we do that though in the darkness. So we're ready when the light hits. The same as we set intentions from Yule to Ostara, this dark part of the year, so that when it does get warm out again, when the sun is shining again, we're ready to go. We're ready to take intentions on them. So this is why we set intentions with the dark. This is why. And what does Norse mythology have to do with it? Well, just the stories. The stories are good. And they talk about that darkness, but really considering fear. And dark allows you to consider that, because things that go bump in the night can scare any person. And we all have those things within our own selves as well that can trip us up from setting our intentions or achieving them into being and bringing them into being. And we want to recognize that. Now, that's challenging for us to do, right? That's challenging for us as people, which is why when we follow a cycle, we follow a lunar cycle, the yearly wheel, or in the 5-eye spiral that we teach in our holistic witchery program, we have a space for shadow work, and we do that under illumination, because that helps us to see the story that we created based on our intention, which can help to illuminate the places that we didn't see when we were considering our intention, because we are all human after all, and often won't see things until they're right in front of us. And that's just the way that goes. But the more that you follow a rhythm like this, the easier it gets to see what's right there in front of you. And the easier it is to expand into whatever it is that you want to expand into next in your life.
Think about what life would look like if you had the foundation to do the shadow work, understand where you're holding yourself back, and the confidence to bring some everyday magic elements into your life, follow your intuition, and know exactly the steps forward for you. Well, that's what we teach you and more in our Holistic Witchery program. Be sure to get on the wait list for Holistic Witchery. It's the one class we think everybody should take here at the Sisters Enchanted. It has changed so many lives and is at the core of all of our fundamental beliefs about who we are and how we propel ourselves forward in a way that makes great change for ourselves and those around us. Check out holisticwitchery.com, get on the wait list, and we can't wait to welcome you into class just as soon as enrollment opens.
All right, so some things for you to think about today. Fear of the darkness, fear in the darkness, how that impacts your intention setting. How are you setting intentions? And is there any bit of fear that's influencing the intentions that you do set? Why we set intentions in the darkness? And Yule is coming up, which is a great time to set some intentions for the year ahead or start thinking about them. I think it's a myth that you need to, or it's not a myth, it's a misconception that you need to just set your intentions or like New Year's resolutions right away. There's plenty of time to let them marinate and percolate and come into being for you. That doesn't have to happen right away. And at every new moon, we have this opportunity. And we do have a Sagittarius new moon popping in on us tomorrow. So this is the perfect time to be setting some intentions, particularly with this lunar cycle, right? This is our last full, almost full lunar cycle. The next new moon is right after Yule. So we've got this Sagittarius lunar cycle here to set into action any intentions that are absolutely wild. And with this last bit before Yule, we're in the like imagining what's to come stage for the next year. So take the Sagittarius possibility energy, like a Sagittarius energy of trying new things, asking big, deep questions, having adventures, and reimagine what next year could look like for you and start to think of dreams that you never thought you could have for yourself or your wildest dreams for next year, and just start dreaming of it and thinking, what could that look like? And have that in mind when we get to Yule, which is that, you know, shortest day of the year, the longest night, and we're going to set those intentions. But this is a really great energy this next month, really, to have that like wild, fun planning, dreaming, reimagining for the next year. We call this the ideate phase in our 5i spiral, and we've got about a month of it left. So this is the time when you're taking like what I learned this year and what could be totally wild and different for next year, and how can that influence my intentions? So we're all ready to go once that darkness hits, and we can kind of readjust to that. So I'm seeing that Sagittarius, I'm seeing the comment, because we do record this live, so anybody who's listening to it later on the podcast or on a video somewhere, that a Sagittarius can be a spring-like energy for a Sagittarius rising. Well, the everybody, I'll give a little Astro 101, and then we'll wrap this up. Our lovely astrology teaching team. I should have them always waiting in the corner to pull them in. But everybody has all of the signs, all the zodiac signs in your birth chart, right? So as the sun enters Sagittarius and the moon is going to be, this lunar cycle begins in Sagittarius. So the moon will go through every sign in a cycle. But the new moon sets the tone for the cycle, right? So we've got the sun in Sagittarius, the new moon in Sagittarius tomorrow. And wherever Sagittarius is in your birth chart is going to impact that area of life for you a little bit differently right now, because that's where the sun is going to be sitting. So if you're a Sagittarius, like rising or a sun or a moon, I have, I think, 5 planets in Sagittarius. So, and my sun's in Sagittarius. I'm a very, very heavy Sag. wherever Sagittarius is, the sun is illuminating that right now. So if you're a Sagittarius rising, a sun, or a moon, then you're going to, you'll feel that heightened energy. And it's probably been, it could be easily described as spring-like, because that oomph to the Sagittarius. I was about to say the last thing a Sagittarius needs is oomph. I don't think anybody who's a Sagittarius rising or sun probably does not need oomph. But that's what it does. It's like an extra power booster to the boost we already have. So yeah, certainly feel that way. But everybody has Sagittarius in their chart somewhere. And wherever the sun is in, or excuse me, wherever Sagittarius is in your chart, the sun is going to sit on that. In this lunar cycle, you can look at where the Sagittarius new moon is sitting in your chart as well, in regard to what intentions you might want to set for this lunar cycle. So it's always interesting, as you know, the whole year goes around. After Sagittarius, it's Capricorn. And then, you know, you do the same thing. Where is Capricorn in your chart? And what's highlighted at that time? And with this, the Capricorn new moon, which is December 23rd, then how is that moon in your chart on that day, right? So with the moon, we're looking at our shadow selves a little bit. So lots to consider always with astrology and where everything is sitting. Speaking of the Capricorn new moon, if you didn't grab our lunar planner, now is a great time to grab it, because it begins with the Capricorn new moon in December. And this planner is absolutely awesome. We've gotten nothing but great feedback on it. And it starts each month, instead of starting on the first of a month, starts on the new moons. And the planner kicks off for December 23rd, that Capricorn new moon. We wanted to have it start right around Yule, so that worked out really well this year. Next year, it doesn't line as beautifully. It'll start earlier in December, I believe. But grab your lunar planner if you are looking for a planner for next year. It's super awesome, and you can still get yours. All right, then. So think about those intentions for the darkness. What intentions are marinating for you right now? How can you dream big? Why do we set intentions in the darkness? And if you're interested in learning more about Norse mythology, because we talked about that just super briefly today, totally check out our Viking Magic class. Class starts on Monday. We only teach it once per year, and the time is now. You can also find the links to our free warmth and witchery video series, which have been dropping. If you're in our app, they're right in there. So you can find the link. Video 2 is live today. Video 3 goes live tomorrow, November 23rd, 2022. All right, then. That is it for today's episode of the Expedition to Soul podcast. I hope that y'all have a great day. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. I apologize if the audio was weird. I don't know what's up. I'll have to check it out, but it might just be a weird thing that's happening. Tech's been weird for me this morning so far, so maybe it's a sign. My whole family's sick, so maybe it's a sign that I ought to be laying down, not sitting at my computer right now. Anyway, my Sagittarius self, go take a nap. I hope you all have a great day. Thanks for hanging out with me, and I hope you have an enchanted rest of your day ahead. Bye.